Could they wish for anything better than a world constantly on the brink of new wars? As noted previously, it was not only German businessmen who profited from the war. Their counterparts in England and America were all capitalizing on worldwide conflict. Rees pointed out that only days after the meeting of industrialists, Farben's von Schnitzler flew to Madrid and declared he had escaped Germany just ahead of the Gestapo. Spain scarcely seemed a logical asylum. Switzerland or Sweden would have been much healthier places to repair to, noted Rees. And anyway, why should Herr von Schnitzler have had to fear the Gestapo, since his son-in-law, Herbert Scholz, was one of its leading officials? No, there is no reason to believe a word of what Baron Schnitzler said in those first interviews. Rees said Schnitzler's flight was nothing but an elaborate ruse, similar to that of Germany's steel magnate Fritz Thyssen, who moved to France in 1940, reportedly to escape the Nazis, but ended the war in Germany's prestigious Hotel Adeon, where he remained in contact with his old friend, banker Kurt Freiherr von Schroeder. By the end of 1943, another ranking Nazi had left the fatherland. Reichsbank President Hjalmar Horace Greeley Schacht had left the fatherland for Switzerland, ostensibly for health reasons. During his stay, accounts of his Schacht plan began to circulate. It was similar to that of Schnitzler, a collaboration between German and Allied corporate business, with the major German banks acting as clearinghouses for such transactions. Naturally, Schacht was to direct this effort. Despite his activities as one of the Reich's principal money men, Schacht suffered no real penalties after the war. He was acquitted by the Nuremberg War Crimes Court, which stated that rearmament was not itself a criminal act. He was convicted in a German court and sentenced to 8 years in prison, but this was overturned on appeal. Four more efforts to convict Schacht in court came to no avail. By late August 1944, following the D-Day invasion of Europe and despite the advent of the V1 wonder weapon, many of the Nazi leadership were beginning to see the writing on the wall. When the French town of Saint-Lô, center of the German defense line facing the Allied beachland in Normandy, fell on July 18th, opening all of southern France to Allied armor and infantry, they knew the end of the war was only a matter of time.